الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. So today we're going to read an ayah and talk about it. There's a sajda in the ayah. So we'll read the ayah, then we'll make the sajda, and then we'll talk about it, inshallah. Okay? وقال تعالى إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. الله تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. So these are the ayat of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala describes them in Surah Al-Sajda as those who believe, and none other believe other than those, none other believe in our signs and in our ayat other than those who, when they are reminded of them, they fall in prostration and they glorify the praises of their Lord, and they are not amongst those who are arrogant. And we talked about that from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, are the ones who didn't try to bargain with Allah Ta'ala. Rather, they said, we hear and we obey, because that's the right of the Lord, and that's the duty of the slave. And Allah Ta'ala then describes them further as those who their sides separate from their beds in order for them to call upon their Lord out of fear of Him and out of desire for what He has to give in terms of reward. And those are the people who, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives them, they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And so this description of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they leave their beds in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a big deal, that they fear Him and that they have desire and longing for that which He has for them in reward. And whatever Allah gives them, they only spend it in His way. Why? Because the mal is Allah Ta'ala's. He put us as khulafa, as His representatives over it. So we're supposed to take care of this amana that we have. Ourselves, our own body, our own life, our families, our wealth, our houses. All of these things, we're set to supervise them for His sake. This is not our reward. Our reward is somewhere else. And so whatever He gives them, they spend out from it in His path. Why? Because they understood that we are put in charge of overseeing it. It's not ours. And Allah Ta'ala then says for such a people that no nafs, no self, or no soul has any idea what is hidden for them in terms of pleasures of the eye, delights of the eye, as a reward for those good things that they used to do in this life. And this is all a description of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It's primary. It's generally a description of everyone who believes, but it first comes on them, and then after them it comes on everybody else, to the degree by which they measure against those original set of people who believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala make us among those who love them and who are with them in word and deed in this world, and who are with them in physical proximity in the hereafter. Wa sallallahu tabarak wa ta'ala wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.